the book Romans, part 50. I'm Professor Hannes Breitlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. All the glory, the honor, and the praise unto Yafa and Yafashua for the opportunity to be able to teach the 50th part of this study of the book of Romans. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotten On version, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, so very welcome. Please go to part 1, because you have missed out on 49 parts of the study already. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. It's not the same Bible. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations, organizations, Catholic, Protestant, Messianic, you call it whatever. We are only an end-time Bible study, and we are functioning throughout the world in the revelation names as it comes forth in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, where the name Jesus was originally called Yahashua. The name God was called Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was called Jaffa, and the Holy Spirit was called the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to start. I trust that the study is going to be a blessing to you in the name of Yahashua. And we are to continue where we stopped yesterday. The book of Romans chapter 3. Again, we need to look at the figurative speech. It's so important. Hallelujah. Now, yesterday Apostle Paul has said that they came to the conclusion that everything works through faith. Nothing is touchable. We don't have a statue of our Redeemer. This emblems and statues where the woman, lady with a little baby, Mother Mary and little Jesus. It's not. It's Semiramis and the Queen, which is the Queen of Heaven, and Nimrod, the Sun God. And they even found their way into many Protestant and Charismatic churches. We are not looking for something that we can touch. We haven't come to a mountain that's burning with fire and lightning. We are not there. We don't need that time, that sort or kind of visual manifestations. We function through faith and the grace of Yahashua. He says in Romans 3:30, seeing it is one Elohim or God. It's not the Trinity God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is a upside down cross, starting from there up. That's a Catholic cross. The Catholic Constantine created it. The Trinity. He started it off in 327 at the Council of Nicene. And from the time that the church was ordained, I'm talking about the Roman Catholic Church, 34 AY, up to 25 to 27 at the Council of Nicea. The Roman Catholic Church believed in one Elohim, one God, as the Hebrew people did, as the Yahvists did. They didn't believe a Trinity God. The Trinity God only came into existence at the Council of Nicea. And then in 471, 72, at the Council of Chalcedonia, there they brought in the Holy Spirit as the third person in the Godhead. Get my book, What is Your God's Name? But get yourself a couple of seatbelts, because you will fall out of your chair. Romans 3:30, seeing it is one Elohim or God, we shall justify the circumcision by faith. Yahweh will do what? He will justify those that were circumcised, the Hebrew people, by faith. And the uncircumcision through faith. What do we have? We are uncircumcised. Yahushua comes and he says, he does not have a desire that we should be circumcised in our flesh anymore. I say, but he has a desire that we will be circumcised by our cardinal minds, in our hearts. My heart doesn't play a role. It's just showing a function. Because once you have somebody's heart, you've got his everything. So that the uncircumcision will be judged by faith. By faith. The circumcision, the Hebrew people, the Jews, the Hebrew Rus movement, the Israel Vision movement, and so we can continue. And the uncircumcision through faith. Now, who was faith? Who brought faith to us? Christ, Yahushua. And we need to accept that. That which Yahushua brought us more than 2,000 years ago can only become part of our existence, our daily existence, if we can accept it through faith. Meaning, everything happens in here, in my soul's dimension. We must accept through faith that Yahweh, our Elohim, is a justifier of faith. He has granted faith. But people today don't want to accept it. People through Protestantism and different church religions, dogma, teachings, theology, they want to live by man-made laws, church-made laws, under the yoke. While Yahushua says that he's broken the yokes, he set us free from 613 laws, the yoke of obedience under 613 laws. He broke it, he made it unto none. But no, people do not want to accept that. People do not want to live according to faith. You see, they are afraid of the Ruach HaKodesh working in them. Because Yahushua says, he doesn't live in churches, in temples. He says, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So even the ungodly are convinced by their soul's dimension, not their heart. You see, once I accept faith and the grace of Yahushua through his redemption blood, I've got to live according to the faith. The faith that he explains in Hebrew 11, chapter 11, verse 1 onwards. You can go and read it. The faith. Hebrews chapter 11. If you want to function in the New Testament, you have to understand according to Hebrews chapter 11, what faith is, how faith operates, how faith functions, and what it does to us, especially when we say that we are Yahfis, or part of the bride of Yahfashua. We need to realize how we have to function and what we need to do to be able to advance in the Spirit. It's no use that we get stagnatic, standing in one place, and think that we will grow in it. No. This is what happened with the 630 laws. They had laws from here to Cape Town. 613 of them. But there was no transforming happening in the lives of the people. There was no repentance. There was no remorse of their sins. They just continued. Why? Because the laws had a loophole, which meant that next year there will be a new chance to atone, to take a little goat or a lamb or doves to the temple or the tabernacle in the case of Moses, and to offer it for their atonement. There was a loophole, and they used it. Even the high priest used it. Why? Because the Bible says they sinned. Yearly, they first had to offer for themselves, for their own sin, and then for the sin of Israel. Now it says here, seeing it is one Elohim, which is God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith, and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we as Jews then make void the law through faith? What? Do we as Jews then make void the law through faith? It says, Yahweh forbid, which is God forbid. Yea, we the Israelites establish the law. The 613 laws of Moses, which has been made profitableness, according to Hebrews 7 verse 18. Today we have a new law of grace. Israel established in the desert after leaving Egypt, after 430 years in bondage and slavery. They established the laws, which would last for the next 1,070 years, plus minus. But it wasn't made forever. 1,070 years, it's already nearly 2,000 years, past 2,000 years, and still grace abounds. Still grace functions. Still the grace blood of Yahfashua can save a sinner, can change a life. And I want us in this weekend, there's a whole weekend in front of us, if Yahfah tarries, to come and we die, maybe we don't die in an accident or anything. In this weekend, we as Yahfist and part of the bride of Yahfashua has this wonderful opportunity, is to sow the seed of life into the lives of other sinners, other church people, other people who's longing for something to hang on, something to have to worship, And we, as Yafist and Bride of Yafashua, through the revelation knowledge that we obtained in this week, through the scripture in Romans chapter 3, because we are finishing with chapter 3, we have the knowledge which we can use to be fruitful in the kingdomship of Yafashua, our Elohim. He's created a chance for us. Now, all we need to do this weekend is look around us, and we will see there's a field of harvest longing to obtain what you have. All we need to do, we need to share it. If His Father's will, till next week, we'll meet again, if He will. Maranatha, Yafashua's coming back again. Hallelujah.